This is the Talk Wrestling Radio Network. All the wrestling with none of the ego.
Last year at WrestleMania, I told every single person who would listen that I needed to win that match.
Rock bottom! The Rock has beaten John Cena!
And I failed. You don't know what that does to a man, Brock. It makes you feel worthless. You were responsible for my collapse. That match sent my life into a tailspin, both professionally and personally, because I could not get over my obsession with the fact that I failed.
No one has your passion, your drive, your fire, your will to win, except The Rock. You think you can beat me? I know I can beat you.
You didn't beat me. You cannot beat me. I beat me.
At WrestleMania, I will beat you again.
WrestleMania, live tonight, only on pay-per-view.
Time. No beginning, no end. An infinite procession that humbles our mortality. But there are moments in life that transcend our fate. Memories crafted by gods among men that defy time to forget them. These are the moments that echo through the ages. Always heard, never to grow old. Born of will, christened with blood. They are testament to the strong, the mighty, the eminent. Deities who defy their own mortality to forge an indelible imprint in the annals of time. Like the mythic gods of ancient Greece, they may thrill us, inspire us, at times make us angry, but they will never let us forget them. Tonight is their night, their battle, their moment of ultimate sacrifice. For this is their theater, their altar, their chance for divinity. Welcome to WrestleMania, the showcase of the immortals.
Welcome, everybody, to another Sunday in April, or March, or no, it's April. It is a Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, Sunday whatever, it could be any time, but it's definitely a Sunday. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, April the 7th, 2013. Welcome, everybody, to the Rants WrestleMania kickoff. Marathon kickoff here on TWRnetwork.com. First and foremost, let's talk about what everybody's complaining about in the chat room. Energy drinks, by and large, regardless of whether it's Red Bull, Monster, Mountain Dew, or anything else, is gross. Second, the theme song that you just heard apparently might be used tonight. Don't hold me to that, but that was released earlier in the day, earlier in the week, I should say, as part of the WrestleMania audio package. And so I don't know. You may or may not hear that. Anyways, as always, AA should be joined by William Morgan. There's some technical issues William is working out right now. But And once again, I apologize for the cough. But joining us on this special Sunday, longtime friend of the show, former co-host of The Rant, M-Star is here.
Thanks. Is that former co-host or co-host again?
Well, co-host for tonight, until you come back full time. I mean, are you like co-host in limbo?
Oh, no, well, if you say former co-host again, I'll have to reevaluate our friendship.
I know, you're welcome back on the show. You dumped me, remember?
I did dump you for a thinner, younger model.
Exactly.
And she was shit in bed, though. Not as good as you.
Yeah, I know.
I used to love it when I used to look into your eyes.
All my co-hosts have dumped me for some reason. You know, Lex dumped me to do the Ringside Report. Ed dumped me, but then again, we can't find Ed.
And has he still been missing since
Yeah, kind of.
Never come back?
Yeah.
That's a year.
Yeah, I think that's the last time we heard from him.
See, cause I was talking to my Varaf recently, and I said to her, I haven't been on the show in a year, because last time I spoke to you was
when I was late for the last show,
and it was a phone call.
Weren't you on when we did... No, you were on the show when we did... maybe it has been a year. Even last time you were not on the show, you kept calling the voicemail.
Yeah, that was WrestleMania. That was a WrestleMania show.
You were not on since then?
It might, she's saying that. Was it WrestleMania show? I remember it being sunny. Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was WrestleMania show, because I phoned up. I kept calling, voicemail, 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 voicemail.
That I remember, but I could have sworn you've been on since then. Anyways, I don't know. I could be thinking.
Yeah, but do you realize as well, though, that since that point, I hadn't been on the show since my birthday. So I haven't been actually on the show as a co-host in nearly 18 months.
That's true. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe one of the first shows we did here, you were on.
Yeah.
I think you were on one of the first shows we did here on the network.
Oh, yes, I was, yeah, because I come in and I went, oh, yeah, you've repainted the... It's a good look of paint you've given the room.
I think so.
I was joking, yeah, about how you repainted it.
Yes.
We're not even in a room together.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you know. But, but how you doing in general, you know? I know you and I had a little chat before coming on the air, but people have been wondering, are you still living in obscurity or just working for the man and things like that?
I work for the man. It sucks. Apart from occasional bouts of genital herpes, I've been fine.
Still?
Yeah, last time was from you, then I got them from Lex, and then I got them from some girl I slept with up against the wall. I say slept with, didn't sleep with her. I just shagged her.
We're going to try to get William here on the call. We're going to see what happens here. We're going to try to get William on the call here.
All right,
see if
that's, he
worked
that was...
out his audio issues. Well, that's...
But yeah, apart from that, I've not been doing a lot, just working for the man and playing a lot of computer games, a lot of Xbox games.
Really?
Yeah, it's all I do now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess.
No, there isn't. No, unless your hands get stuck in a position like mine.
That's true. That's very true. By the way, Problem Child is not here. Obviously, he's sick. So we're sending our best wishes to Problem Child. He's actually, I believe, he's in the hospital right now.
So literally, the child has a problem.
Yes. If you heard the show on Tuesday. You heard that this poor guy tried to call in, and it sounded like he was high on something, but he's not doing well right now, so he's going to be gone for probably a few weeks. So best wishes to Problem Child and things like that, and hope for a speedy return and a recovery. And William, are you there? No, he hasn't picked up yet. Okay, so. It is WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania 29, MetLife Stadium, New York, New Jersey. And tonight, lots of things are going to go down. Lots of things that may or may not make people happy and things of that nature. You know what? Regardless, it's WrestleMania. Whether you're happy with the card or not... this is the one time of the year where the wrestling fans as a whole can come together and celebrate one united front, if that makes any sense, in just having a damn good time for, 5 hours today. Because, yeah, there's a one-hour pre-show plus a four-hour pay-per-view, followed by a one-hour post-show, mind you. It's ridiculous. 6 hours WWE's putting on...
You'd think as well, if they were going to do 3 hour Raws, which is a mistake, if they were going to do 3 hour Raws, and why are they doing 3 hour pay per views? You'd think they'd do more, but they don't. I actually, since they've done a 3 hour Raw, I've watched a pay per view which has been 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Right.
So why is a pay per view less amount of time than a show?
I don't know.
It's just it's stupid.
I don't know. It's been difficult to get excited for this WrestleMania. I'm not the first person to say that. A lot of people have been saying that.
Because it's the same as last year. That's why it's hard to get hold. It's hard to get excited for.
You know, if I did not go to WrestleMania last year, maybe I would have not gotten as excited for it as I did, because you know I was pumped for WrestleMania, good, bad, or indifferent, and you know, but. God, to think that last year at this time I was preparing to do all that. Oh, going to the whole thing is fine, people, but be prepared. You're going to be exhausted when it's all said and done. It is a lot to digest, you know. But anyways,
wow, AA, that was a heck of a cough.
Yeah, I've been fighting this cough for a while. Why would you say
you are now crystal clear?
I'm going to delete this comment in the Facebook group. Don't put. I hope it's not cancer.
he's wishing him well.
He's wishing him well, but he said, "I hope it's not cancer." That's
not right.
You don't put that.
Sorry.
Anyways, that's probably like an inside joke, because Problem Child went on his cancer tirade when John Cena did the whole pink thing, you know. But anyways, everybody, William Morgan from the Wrestling Call-In Show. Hi, William. There we go. It sounds a lot better now, the audio set up.
Yeah, I restarted my system and that fixed everything, yeah. So it's all good.
All right, good, good, good. Well,
it is all good.
We've got short time today. We're actually on the clock today because there's another show following us. Today it's going to be a full day of programming right up till match time, and then of course there'll be a post show. So tune in all day long here on the network. Obviously, you're listening to The Rant right now, but following us at 1:30 is the TNT Wrestling Power Hour with Tyler and Tom. We don't know if Tom's going to be a part of it yet, but if he's not, you know, Tyler has something up his sleeve. They will be discussing NXT stars that are currently a part of WrestleMania and future NXT stars that may main event WrestleMania. Following that at 2:30 was Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown. They will be talking about WrestleMania main events and basically doing a tournament of which would be the best ones, you know. Much like how March Madness is when you bracket out your basketball teams, they'll be doing the same thing with WrestleMania main events. And then following that at 4 o'clock is Wrestling Randomness with Jason and Justin Massey. They'll be talking about the week of wrestling. It's going to be pretty much a standard Wrestling Randomness show with a smattering of just WrestleMania stuff, but they're going to get you up to speed on everything WrestleMania, last-minute news, and, of course, take you right up to bell time. We'll be chatting with you during the course of the event, of course, at 7 o'clock here in the network chat room during the entire duration of the event, and then, of course, at 11 o'clock when the show is over. The network goes live once again with a big post show hosted by a bunch of people from the network, and you definitely want to be a part of that. It'll be an extended post show, and they'll be taking your calls and hearing what you thought about the show. Also, if you can't be a part of anything today or you're listening to us on the go, you can definitely listen on TuneIn Radio if you're driving around, out and about, or if you can't be a part of WrestleMania during the actual event or you can't watch it, we'll be tweeting match results as they happen on the network Twitter and Facebook page at TWR Network. And, of course, we'll have full results up on the website at the conclusion of the night. Oh. Let's talk about WrestleMania, shall we? And, by the way, we'll take your calls, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. I know that, Surfer, you're trying to call in. Like I told you, I was waiting for William to sort out the audio problems. If you want, you're more than welcome to call in. So, let's ask a generic question first, before we get into the matches.
Okay.
Are you excited for WrestleMania? Yes or no?
No.
No.
No way. I haven't bought it either. I've not bought it, so I'm watching it. I am voting with my wallet. I want to see it. If it... I know it's not exactly the same as last year, but if it's, it feels the same as last year. I feel ripped off by last year, definitely.
Do you feel ripped off that even the price is a little bit higher?
I don't think it's reflected over here.
Really?
So I think you've got more of a grievance than I have.
Oh, of course I do. That's $5 more than I'm going to shell out tonight. No, it's $5, but $5 is $5.
Exactly.
You know? What about you?
I think that if you're going to... I know they've sort of responded to it, but not very well. But once in a lifetime, it's not once in a lifetime because it's happening again, and also it's not end of an era because they're both wrestling again. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, automatically by that happening, I am not buying. I'm going to vote with my wallet and not do it.
So I think the whole problem with the event itself is so predictable. Mm-hmm. You see what's going on with it, match after match. Even with the Funk Adaptable, you can see who's going to win that match right off the rip. That's my problem with this pay-per-view. There's nothing there to really make the really pull you in, so to speak, into spending $50, $60. And I just think that right now, unless you're looking at a Cena heel turn, which I don't think you'll see, and I don't think Punk will beat Taker, there's really nothing else to watch for.
You've got to think about this goes deeper. This goes, my grievance, this goes much deeper than just WrestleMania. You look at Royal Rumble. How obvious was it that Cena was going to win the Royal Rumble? It wasn't even hard. You got who's going to win the Rumble? Ziggler or Punk or, I don't know, maybe someone coming out of nowhere and winning. No, it was obviously going to be John Cena from the beginning, and it wasn't even worth it. I paid to watch that. And when it was Punk versus Cena at the Elimination Chamber, whoever went off... No, was it Punk Cena? I can't remember now. If it was when it was like determined whether Cena would go to WrestleMania or not. He still won the match. It doesn't... What's the point? He said it on Raw this week, it's impossible. Like, when I did this, it was impossible. When I did this, it was impossible. So you're saying that when you win the belt, it's impossible. Or it's going to be. No, of course it isn't. You're going to win the belt.
But you, Surfer?
Yes.
What do you think? Is this worth getting excited for?
I think so. I mean, sometimes predictability isn't a bad thing. But you still got to execute it. It's exciting enough to, win the crowd over. You may say, Cena's going to win. But how he wins couldn't make the difference in whether it's a good match or not.
But even in that sense, you're looking at someone who can't be what he was. Rock can't be what he was not even 5 years ago. He's not that same wrestler anymore. You're getting a watered-down version of somebody who's supposed to be the star in the main event. Mm-hmm. So even in performance-wise, you're still going to be lacking something.
Have you noticed as well how this has got a feel about it, like WrestleMania 17, just before when Austin turned? If it was going to happen, this would be the opportune moment. Cena at this point, but like Weir Morgan said, it ain't going to happen because they can't. They're too predictable.
I would agree in a way with that, but I don't know if that's a great example.
I don't think Cena would turn heel tonight. If anything, he would turn heel tomorrow.
No, what's the point of doing it tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, you lose it if you turn heel on Raw, because everybody's it at that point.
Hold on.
Got to go as well. The Rock is going to be at Extreme Rules.
Right.
As well. So, and also, that sort of says to me that there's always a rematch clause in the championship. So everyone knows he's going to be at Extreme Rules. Why is he going to be at Extreme Rules? He's going to be at Extreme Rules because he's going to lose tonight and is going to face Cena, and he'll probably lose then, and then he'll go and do his movies, and then he'll come back about Survivor Series, win a Rumble maybe, go to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. It's not even difficult. it's too predictable.
Okay, I mean, it's it has been hard to be to get excited for this pay-per-view, for the simple fact that there was, forget about Rock Cena and all that stuff. There just was no build. The only thing we saw in the last 8 weeks was everybody pointing to the WrestleMania signs and what took over promos, like the week that there was no John Cena and Rock on Raw was actually, it happened to be the week that the whole CM Punk Undertaker thing took off, because Paul Bearer had died the week prior. And the only thing that happened during that Raw between The Rock and John Cena was a video package. And I don't think that justifies, maybe you can get away with doing that on a lesser pay-per-view, but not for WrestleMania. I think for WrestleMania, and I complain, I've been complaining about this all week, that on Raw, Rock and Cena didn't even have a face-off.
Right, the Rock Rock Bottom didn't.
Not on Raw.
That really awkward discussion over some, there's got a name for him, but over those stands, and he told him he had to beat him because he had to.
But that was the last thing they had. There was no, Cena didn't come out on the stage and look, stare Rock down or nothing like that. Raw happened, Cena opened the show, Rock cut a promo in the middle of the show, and the show closed with Undertaker CM Punk. And we probably don't remember what happened during the course of the rest of the night.
Are you talking about Raw from Monday?
Yeah, this past Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. All it was Cena said some stuff and was booed out of the building. Yeah, for some reason, I know he's supposed to be a face, but for some reason he can't. Why can't they hear that? I know that the worst reaction you can receive as a wrestler is no reaction whatsoever, but he's getting a heel's reaction as a face all the time. It's been three or four years now that he's been doing this. Why has no one gone, you know what, I think it's about time we just
He's not getting a heel reaction from everybody, though. I mean,
most.
Did you watch Raw? I'm surprised at how much.
Yeah, that was a thunderous...
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen tonight too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he won't just acknowledge it, does he? He's like, "Oh, I'm going to look at the camera, say some shitty, witty banter, and then just run down to the ring and go, yeah, salute everything, kiss my dog tags, throw my hat into the crowd, get girls wet with my top off, woo."
Yeah.
when he gets the victory, people still cheer. They may boo him every other time he comes out.
I don't know.
I think you're confused by the amount of people who are just going, oh, for fuck, with the people who are booing. Because if he wins, and I think like 80% of the crowd just go, oh, for fuck. And they're drowned out by, oh, yay, oh, he won. I can't believe it.
I don't know.
He's going to get the 5 to 7-year-olds to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then all the other people in the crowd... Ooh. Yeah. And that's just the bottom line. And then the heel turn is gonna lose the kid faction, but you're gonna bring the teenager to adults back, and you're gonna get the people who's gonna spend the money.
Why is it this thing him turn heel? I mean, like, what's going to make a difference in the world if he's a heel or not?
No, the problem. I don't think it makes. It doesn't make business. It doesn't necessarily make business sense to turn him heel. It won't make anyone really any extra money. If anything, it'll probably lose him money. That's why he won't be heel. The reason why he should be heel is because the overwhelming noise that goes at him is booing. You're right. It won't change the world, but it will make it right. But then I guess if it does turn heel, does it also turn a lot of people off? If they went, oh, finally seen as a heel, oh, well, we'll just go do something else. Or will it have the opposite effect and people be like, finally, now he can be Doctor of Thugonomics or something? But I don't think he's got it in him. He used to be witty and he used to say something like when he was rapping and stuff that was funny and was honest and made sense. He tried being a bit heelish on Monday with some of the things and the way he was saying it, but it was like, I've seen this before. Yeah. He would make a terrible heel.
Well, two things.
Go ahead, Double A. I'm sorry.
No, two things real quick. And we're going to start running down the card here. Lee actually just sent me a text message. He says that, to make a point that, I don't remember who said it, he says that The Rock is not the same, but neither is The Undertaker. But then again, I'd rather see The Undertaker than The Rock. That's number one. Number two is that if there's any indication what will happen tonight, and I witnessed it firsthand last year. Cena didn't have much of a role last night, but they played a video for the Make-A-Wish Foundation during the Hall of Fame ceremony last night. And Cena's picture came up, and Madison Square Garden booed the hell out of Cena. It's gonna be a loud, interesting night, to say the very least. And I have a feeling, if nothing substantial happens or something that the crowd doesn't approve with, there's gonna be some problems. It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe.
Plus, another thing that kind of puts a pin in my theory of him turning heel. We don't have anywhere near as many faces as we used to, that's another thing that kind of puts a pin over me and my him turning heel.
Yeah, I was going through my own predictions today, and I was like, well, if you do, because there's some other stuff I think, like I was looking at like Orton heel turn or whatever, and I was like, if Punk left for time off, or Undertaker ended his career tonight or whatever, and Triple H lost to Lesnar, that's a hit. WrestleMania is when faces usually get the victory, isn't it? The good guy comes good at Mania.
Right.
Well, then if that's the case, what I was writing down basically is all heels winning. So you've got and heels don't win everything. And also all the heel turns that we're predicting, that I predict, won't happen. You won't get Orton turning heel or Sheamus turning heel and also Cena turning heel.
So let me ask you guys this. I don't know if it was brought up or not. With Big Show doing his thing, what does this make Big Show now? Does it make him face heel or bi?
He's bi.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Show's
by. Yeah. So we'll That's definitely a have to
scary
see.
Thought.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Let's see here. Now I know we're sharing links and things like that to streams and things like that. We'll make all that stuff available surreptitiously, as time progresses throughout the night. I guess we have to now just move on to the card. Some quick notes from the Hall of Fame last night. RVD, Tommy Dreamer, they were in attendance last night. Ric Flair was in attendance last night. A lot of people are saying Ric Flair is probably just there to, get some spotlight, but I don't necessarily agree with that, because the poor guy just lost his son. And if going to WrestleMania and being a part of all the ballyhoo of WrestleManias, it would make him feel a little bit better. Who are we to say that he can't go?
Can I elaborate on that just a little bit more? I just lost an uncle,
yeah.
and I felt the need to be around people. I felt around to be with my coworkers. I felt the need to be around my friends. So he probably felt that way, because when you get by yourself during that time, man, it's rough by yourself.
And Flair, for the most part,
is
alone
as well.
What was that?
Also, it's his son as well, isn't it? If something bad happens, like whenever it's not the same, but if you break up with someone, you want to hang around with your friends to get over it. If you lose a family member, you want to be around other people to sort of out of sight, out of mind. It's also, he's lost a son as well, so it's probably extreme more than losing.
Especially the fact that he found his son.
Ooh.
I don't know what happened. This is new. It's news on Facebook. So
his son died, and they don't know exactly what it was. But all arrows are pointing to an OD. And, it was a very sad situation. I mean, and it just happened 10 days ago, something like that, about 10 days ago. So it's just a really terrible situation. And in addition to that, Mick Foley, Bruno, Bob Backlund, Booker T, and Trish all were inducted. Donald Trump as well, all inducted last night.
I heard Donald Trump got booed.
Donald Trump got booed out of the building.
Great.
There was three noteworthy things here. Number one, Trish Stratus announced to the world that she's pregnant.
It isn't mine.
Good. Because I don't see the appeal in Trish. Second,
she doesn't see the appeal in me. All those letters and have never come into any fruition.
10 years ago, maybe, I'm star. Bob Backlund got up there, did his speech, and he slowly started to turn into Mr. Backlund. And it got to the, you know, and he was calling, he was saying, and Mr. H called me and told me that I was going into the Hall of Fame, and I told Mr. H, and things like that. And it got to the point Vince came and escorted Backlund off the stage, and then he inducted Donald Trump. Nothing really happened with Bruno, in case anybody's wondering. Bruno got a little bit emotional.
Can I ask what Donald Trump, when he got inducted,
he challenged,
what did Vince say? What was his?
That I don't know, because they didn't. We don't actually have audio and things like that. Since nothing aired, we don't know what in full detail what was said. The only thing we know is that Donald Trump challenged Vince to a match at WrestleMania.
What, the one just gone?
No, this one coming up for next year.
For next year,
yeah,
right. Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, and what else? There was something. Mick Foley said that I never once pinned Chris Jericho, and then Chris Jericho got on stage, Foley landed an elbow on him, and CM Punk counted 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Wrestling's real to me, damn it.
They said all the speeches ran incredibly long, which is fine. This was a very small Hall of Fame class, but, you know, very influential players.
Yeah, I've always had, apart from the actual realism of the Hall of Fame, I've always had a problem. I think you should have one or two people of importance and a few, like, I know, like a ring announcer or some of that. Some of the peripheral, you know. But this year it's been all big people.
They
leaves no one next year. Undertaker or something.
They put in too many big names this year, but, you know, whatever.
I guess because it was New York.
I guess. Now, Dixie Carter, I don't know if she was at WrestleCon, but for those of you that are wondering, Dixie Carter met with Stephanie McMahon this weekend.
Are you being serious? Are you about to say what I think you're about to say?
I am serious. I'm just that came across the wires, and there's nothing on why they met. It could have just been in passing and things like that. But Dixie Carter did in fact meet Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, did you see the Twitter? I've seen the tweets they both said about each other, and they're exactly the same.
Yes,
just changed the names over, and everyone I've seen commenting on the post of it. It's like, oh, they've met each other. Wow, imagine what this could mean. It's stock tweets.
These ain't two warring countries. They're not enemies. They're just business rivals.
Yeah, I guess, I suppose, just, you know.
Going around into the hotel rooms and scissoring.
That could be it. I'm trying to think. Any other notes here? We've got, let me see. We got a fan report on The Undertaker real quick. See, beginning of the sunset to tomorrow. Lights look serious. I suppose I'm right. Second, let's celebrate WrestleMania.
None of them will bring back the curtain, guys. Them anymore.
Our Hall of Fame correspondent, this is from somebody from a website, noted that when he met The Undertaker at Access, which is weird, because I don't recall The Undertaker ever being at Access, or that Taker acknowledged that he probably doesn't have very many WrestleManias left in him and teased a future match against Brock Lesnar, possibly at WrestleMania 30. Take that with a grain of salt.
Did you hear about the rumor that was going around that apparently it was supposed to be at 28, I think, or something like that? It was going to be Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker and Vince McMahon versus Dana White. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that. We talked about the Dana White thing, and the Dana White thing is just ridiculous. And Oh, God, I'm looking at a picture of Stevie Ray, and he looks exactly the same. It's just lunacy. Brock and Undertaker, I can understand, but yeah. Here's some words from Mr. Backlund, if in case you're wondering. Here we go.
WWE ring announcer Lillian Garcia tweeted that you were blowing the roof off of Madison Square Garden with your speech. What do you say to that?
That's what I came here to do. I told myself that I was going to do that 3 years ago. That's how long I've been working on coming here. That's how long I've been dreaming about this situation to have things set up that I have with the WWE right now. Like, I meant what I said. You never give up.
There was great emotion and great passion in your speech, and when you took us through your journey to the Hall of Fame, it was really deep and meaningful. What stands out to you about the moments you spent out there on that stage?
The thing that stood out the most is that how the people listened so intently and how they were very into what I was saying, because Booker T did a bang-up job entertaining you. And I knew I was going to have a tough time following him. But you people are great.
So, very subdued.
I've always had the feeling that Vince never liked Bob Backlund.
Well,
because, okay, it was smart on Vince's part to jump on the Hogan bandwagon because of the whole Rocky thing. And it you know, kick-started everything you have today. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed like after he switched over to Hogan, like Backlund like became a jobber. So to the point he left the company.
Yeah. But he let Backlund come back and be WWE champion.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Vince, you know, does that. He lets people come back, but
yeah, like, be WWE champion.
It's just like something lacking.
I don't know.
Didn't Vince have a not so much of respect for Gagne as well, but he let Gagne in the Hall of Fame?
You know, no. That's a completely different story, that because Vince put Vern out of business, and Vern had animosity towards Vince. Vince could care less. The same way Vince wants Bruno in the Hall of Fame, he could care less what Bruno thinks about him. You know?
I got you.
But anyways, let's move on to WrestleMania. We've got eight matches.
Before we do that, Aaron, how long we got left?
We got eight matches to go through. We got about 40 minutes or 50 minutes left on the clock. Okay. So we got some time.
Before we do that, I just wanted to, because after WrestleMania, we have the time when they get to their financial year or something. They start making layoffs.
Right.
I want to say who you would think would be next for future endeavors.
Oh,
who you'd get rid of to trim the fat off WWE.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of people because they didn't do it last year.
Who'd you think?
We're going to see like a lot of the JTGs of the world and the Usos and things of that nature.
You think the Usos are going?
I think so. They're not doing much. Zack Ryder's one possibility.
Yeah, I've got Neidhart down, and I've also got I think Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio go as well.
I don't know so much. No. Rey's been talked about for a while now, and I don't know.
I know he's got a year left on his deal, isn't he? If he signed a 3-year deal at WrestleMania 27,
I can't see him releasing Rey. They would. You come to an agreement.
You guys take over for 1 second, okay?
I just look at it and think. If he's always injured, he's always injured as well. Like, he's come back injured, come back injured, come back injured. Sin Cara botches everything, injured, injured, injured. There was supposed to be a match this year. They were going to be in a tag match at WrestleMania. And then
this was to fight each other.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. And it was either that or it was going to be, I was about to say, they were going to turn on each other and then face each other at Mania. That could still be Mania 30, obviously. There's nothing stopping that. But if they're never there, what's the point in having them on contract?
Yeah, I can't. Ray, I don't think they would just do that. I mean, they would find some other way to end his career than to just release him.
So you think it would be like a Legends deal or something? Then he'd have to come back and do like on and off periods, and then he'll get the boot then.
No, I mean, if it's only a year left, I mean,
I don't think they'll fire Ray. I think it'd be more of a Legends type of deal, that, like you spoke of, to that he'll get. I don't think they'll fire around. A, factor in it, and B, he's still marketable, so I don't think they'll fire it.
As far as Sin Cara, it seemed like they went with the wrong Sin Cara. They should have stuck with the heel Sin Cara. Yes. And then what happened to him?
Exactly. Well, wasn't he one of the guys on the bike that used to come down to the
ring? Yeah, like
Hunico, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, is he still there? I mean, like, what's up? Is he like?
Well, I haven't seen him for a long time. So I mean, they worked with the wrong Sin Cara. They got Mr. Cody over from Spain and got from Mexico and got the wrong one. So I think I would just get rid. I mean, I think they brought him in to take over from a Rey Mysterio. So if they were going to bring him in and take over Rey Mysterio is already injured. Sin Cara is doing a bang up job of taking over from him because he's as injured as Rey Mysterio is. They're going to need to bring someone else in instead from Japan would be better. Oh, someone who's at least got some conditioning.
But what prominent name could you bring in to take Mysterio's place?
And that's where the problem is of me being me, of you being you, of us being English, speaking English, is that we don't know much about the Mexican wrestling scene unless they've boosted Hunico. Because Hunico is, well, we saw Hunico's ability, but it seems to be superior to Sin Cara's ability. So why not just take Hunico out and then bring him in and slap? Yeah, a new mask guy. But don't obviously let anyone know it's Hunico, just have a new mask guy. Of course, now we've said this, is it him or not if it did happen, but they need to bring someone else in. Someone else is going to bring the Latinos in other than Del Rio, because Del Rio's doing a good job, but Del Rio is a heel. Let's not kid ourselves, he's not a very good face.
Nah, right now, he's always a face. Right now, he's over.
Oh, I'm not doubting he's over. I just don't think that. I think he's a. I don't get that wrong. He's a better heel.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. He does come across better jumping people in the back than
the only problem with him being a heel, though. I mean, it's like it's pluses and negatives, and also the only thing with him being a heel was that it got boring hearing about his destiny all the time. So,
but he's so good in the ring. That's the reason why they turned him heel. I mean, people may not like him as far as what he says, but you can't deny how good he is in the ring. I mean, he has been able to hang in the ring with just about every type of wrestler they put him in with.
Oh, yeah. Was he Strikeforce or something before? Like, he did an MMA type deal before he did wrestling. Wasn't very good at that, so.
Who?
We're talking about Del Rio. We're talking about who could come in. Because I said you would get rid of Rey Mysterio from a Legends deal, and I would get rid of Sin Cara because he's doing a good job of taking over from Rey Mysterio because he's as injured as Rey Mysterio. So you have to bring someone else in. And Del Rio is bringing the Hispanics in, but who else is bringing them in?
Sheamus.
Sheamus is bringing in the Hispanics.
I don't know. That's why I watch. Anyways,
I'm not saying you have to have it, because I think it's weird how the WWE does this thing where they hit every single stereotype and go, oh, how can we have this guy? We got this guy coming in, he's about 6'8", he's black. What can we do? I don't know. What do you think we could do? I don't know. What do you think? I think we'll put him in red. Oh, yeah, good start. Yeah, put him in red and give him a name that sounds big, like O'Neill. Not Shaquille O'Neill, Titus O'Neill. That's a good thing. It's not. Why do that? Yeah. And why is it? And that's not even the worst one. The worst one is when you get JTG and Shaq.
That whole thing. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm criticizing the creative ability of what they do, not the people. Because obviously JTG is good at what he did. Shad obviously wasn't. But why is it that they can't ever do? Like, why does it have to be a Hispanic person to bring in Hispanic people? Why can't it just be somebody they like The Rock?
I know. I don't know. Anyways, let's run down the card for WrestleMania. 8 matches. Some of them are exciting, some of them are not. But, you know, it's the showcase of the Immortals, and we're here. So, we kick.
I've just got to get my highlighter. One second. I've got to write my notes on there. Good. So, I'll get my highlighter and run it. Take them off as we go.
Okay. We're going to start with the pre-show. That 1 hour pre-show that's going to be interactive. Intercontinental Championship will be on the line. The champion, Wade Barrett, versus The Miz, who is trying to achieve Triple Crown status.
And that's why he'll win.
That's also, so right off the bat, you're going to go with The Miz.
I'm going with Barrett.
You're going with Barrett? Why Barrett?
I'm going with Barrett, Jurita. I think you just get so much more from it than you can The Miz. Miz has been there already.
Yeah, but do you think that Miz needs some kind of redemption right now? Because he's been, ever since he lost the WWE title, he really hasn't done anything.
But see, I think in his case, the redemption card has been overplayed, so to speak, because he's already been, Intercontinental Champion already, he's been World Champion already, he's headlined WrestleMania already. I'm all about putting these, I'm not going to say Wade Barrett's young, but putting these younger guys over, and I think Barrett, if you give him something, he's going to represent it correctly, so I like Barrett to retain it.
So I've heard a lot of this as well. There are a lot of I've been like doing the rounds recently. I've heard a lot of people saying, "Oh, this WrestleMania, this WrestleMania is all about pushing the young people through, pushing all the youth through, making it passing the torch." That's this whole WrestleMania. I think that's bullshit.
I'm going to tell you where maybe that's not completely inaccurate. This particular card at WrestleMania is stacked with a lot of guys that necessarily had absolutely nothing to do with the WWE other than being in NXT or being in developmental this time last year. You've got Damian Sandow, you've got The Shield, Ryback. All these people were non-existent a year ago. Hey, Ryback, was Ryback at WrestleMania last year? I don't remember. No, I probably not.
No, he was still hurt.
I'm going to jump ahead a little bit on the card. I'll come back, obviously. But what you just said then is also right as well, because you look at Fandango and Chris Jericho.
There you go. That's another one.
That Jericho's known for it. He does this. He comes back and doesn't win anything, puts someone else over. Now, I don't think that's going to be the case, no, but I do think he'll put him over, but not in the obvious way. I think that he'll win, but he'll make Fandango look so good that people will go, "Oh shit, you know, like, oh, he is good." Like on Raw, "You can't wrestle, dropkick," everyone shut up.
Right.
Obviously, that's not wrestling, but do you know what I mean? Everyone was like, "Oh shit, he can do something."
I don't think Fandango's going to lose. I think Chris Jericho's going to put Fandango over.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Yeah, I think that, I think Jericho will win, but you can still win and put someone over and put someone else over. It's not about winning, it's about making someone else look good, and that's what comes of being a great professional in the ring, is to put someone else
Wade Barrett, because I never get married.
No, go ahead.
I think Miz is going to win because he always comes through on WrestleMania. He wins on WrestleMania, so.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
We'll have to see what happens there. Well, let's go with Fandango and Chris Jericho. William, you said Fandango will probably win.
I think that's sad.
What about you, M-Star? You think Jericho's going to win but put Fandango over?
Yeah, I think Jericho will win. But and it'll be clean. It will be definitely clean, like it will be a simple tap out or whatever. But Fandango will come out of it looking so good that the loss will be irrelevant. It's a possible contender for Match of the Night.
That's what I think too. I mean, I don't know. Match of the Night might be stretching it a little bit, not much, yeah. But it definitely wouldn't surprise me if that was the case.
I just can't see a Fandango losing, being that he's Vince's new play tour, number one. And number two, you got Jericho putting over Ziggler so much.
Yeah, but how good does Ziggler look when he wins? It's like, when Jericho loses to someone, the other person looks amazing. Like when he, or even if he beats someone, like even when Daniel Bryan, Jericho, Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan earned his stripes in that match. Do you know what I mean? It's not even, it doesn't have to win. Or even lose. It's the performance within the match that defines your future career. Daniel Bryan winning or losing against Chris Jericho two years ago was irrelevant. Look at Daniel Bryan now and what he became. Obviously, what he is now isn't great, but that's whatever. That's creative. You can still have Jericho win tonight and make Fandango look amazing.
Right. I think. I think Miz is going to win. Number one. I don't know if I said that. Number two. I'm leaning in the Fandango direction also.
also, before I forget, because I've written it down as well, with the Barrett with Miz match, I think that with Miz winning, that will open up Barrett for a push, because afterwards, what's in the heavyweight title picture? It's so barren in the world heavyweight title picture that unless there's something big, which I think will happen tonight, they need someone else in there. And I think everyone's been pushing for Barrett to get this so-called push. And I think him losing that IC title gives him that ability to maneuver into a title position.
Right. Next match on the card. Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls versus Team Rhodes Scholars and the Bella Twins.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, even though you're going to the bathroom, who do you think is going to win while you're at the bathroom?
I got tons of fun because they're there for the kids, and they're going to represent for the kids. So yeah, I got tons.
I didn't even think of that. I've put down the team name. So thanks for that. I've put them down to win because I watched the women's tag match on Raw. It was really good.
It was really good,
and it was only good because obviously the Funkadactyls, is that what they're called? Funkadactyls were that good. Yeah. And the Bellas, I don't know why they're even back. They're awful. They were awful the first time.
There wasn't many women there.
That and they're dating John Cena and Daniel Bryan respectively, so.
Let's also cut the... Can I do that?
Alright.
Yeah. Let's also cut the Bellas a break. This is her first time back. Haven't gotten a lot of work since they've been back, so.
Yeah, The match on Raw surprised me, number one. It was actually very good. So I expect, in terms of Divas action, this should be okay of a match. The actual two male tag teams, you know, it's going to be a lot of pushing and shoving and whatever. I expect Tons of Funk to win the match simply because I think they're actually doing fairly well as a tag team. I don't expect this to be a good match, but I think as a whole, they're doing okay. I much rather Tons of Funk instead of Brodus Solo and Tensai Solo, you know. So
would this be the match before? Called these matches out just now, are these the order in which they're on the show, or is this just you calling the matches out?
This is just me calling them out. But there's a good chance that this will, that Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls will probably be the actual two. Say that again, William.
Oh, nothing. It's okay. I'm good. Oh.
This particular match, I think, is going to be second or third to last match of the night.
Yeah,
it's going to be very high up there.
I thought it would be either the one before the main event or the one before the main event, so everyone can get their piss and their drink and then they'll be ready for the rest of the show.
Right. Ryback versus Mark Henry.
Well, I reckon it will be. Where did I put it? I've got my note in there. I think it will be. Get my little notes out ready. Get about this ready already. Yeah, I put down Mark Henry to win. Because I think Mark Henry will win, but again, like with the Jericho thing, it will make Ryback look good. I think Ryback hit the shell shock maybe once or twice, but he'll be so worn out from it, he won't be able to get the pin. Mark Henry will pin him and probably pin him clean.
I like Mark Henry in it too. I think this Mark Henry just has something to prove since he's been back, chipping his shoulders. So I gotta go with Mark Henry.
I would like Mark Henry to win, but after that the roar Ryback got on Monday, I can't see him. I mean, he hasn't won a pay per view yet, so
I'll put down Mark Henry to win.
Now here's.
Was, I think Mark Henry will win, but again, like with the Jericho thing, why is this going on? Make Ryback look good. I think Ryback hit the shell shock maybe once or twice, but he'll be so worn out from it, he won't be able to get the pin. But Mark Henry will pin him and probably pin him clean.
Okay.
Mark Henry just has something to prove since he's been back, chipping his shoulders. So I gotta go with Mark Henry.
Okay. Okay, is there like feedback of the feed or something?
I got you.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what that was. I thought I was hearing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
it did. Oh, I was wondering what that was. I got confused. Anyways, I'm going to go with, I want, like you guys, I want Mark Henry to win, but I'm going with Ryback. Because I think Ryback is going to go for the WWE title or something like that afterwards. And so I don't. If he loses at WrestleMania, it'd make it difficult for him to do that. You know. Next match on the card.
Hey, Lynn William, get from the blinds.
Next match on the card. WWE Tag Team Title match.
How about this?
Team Hell No defending against Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston. Let's start with William Morgan.
I'm going with Ziggler and Big E.
You're going with Ziggler and Big E? What about you, Surfer?
Brian.
Was that,
Hell
that again?
No.
Oh, let's say that again, William. What was the last thing you said?
I am sick of Kane and Daniel Bryan.
I think everybody is. You're going with Hell No also. Or you're going with Hell No, Surfer, you said.
Yeah, I mean, because we all know Ziggler is going to get his title run soon, so.
But that doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
He could be tag team champions for a short period of time to get to be like a transitional champion.
He needs a belt around his validity to still be on that roster at some point.
Right.
You just keep coming out there, you know, losing or cheating to win. I mean, you got three guys, you got two other people out there with you, and 90% of the time you're losing.
Right.
So he's got to get a belt at some point to validify the fact he's on that roster.
Right. What about you, M-Star?
Who else is available to be tag team champions?
Oh, Team Road Scholars, Tons of Funk,
Usos.
The Usos, even though I think they're on their way out. Justin Gabriel and somebody else. Great Khali and somebody else.
You know, we thought they was rebuilding the tag team division.
Now that Evan Bourne is back.
Until they gave it to Hell No, and now we know they weren't.
But that's my point. There's no else. So as much as I do think they're going to turn on each other at some point, and it'll be Kane Bryan again, but no one wants to see that either. So it would still be Daniel Bryan and Kane I predicted to win. But I also thought if Ziggler won it, Ziggler and Big E, they could have that. But then if he's got that, when does he cash in? I think Ziggler will cash in tonight and steal the show.
A lot of people are hoping for that.
So they could do a two dudes of attitude again, and then Big E Langston could get the US title on Raw or SmackDown or whatever, and then they have all the belts aligned with them.
Big E Langston can't get a title. He hasn't had a singles match yet.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult, but we'll have to see. I'm going with Dolph and Big E Langston, because there's nothing else for Team Hell No to do. There isn't. Next match is the six-man tag team match. Randy Orton, Sheamus, and The Big Show versus The Shield. M-Star.
I've got The Shield to win. I think they're going to come out and they're going to be cheered as well to an extent. I think a lot of the hardcore fan base are going to cheer for The Shield because they represent, which is one of us said earlier that they're pushing, well, it was either William or the Surfer said they want to see the future come through. Then they're going to, I think the hardcore fans like yourselves are going to see that and going to want to cheer for The Shield to come through because there's great potential in the future for these guys. I think it's a possibility of a heel turn. I don't think Big Show will turn heel because he's just come out of a heel turn. I think Sheamus would be interesting, but I think it's likely to be Randy Orton.
That's
so
what
I think
everybody's saying.
A Shield win with help of someone else.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. That
With The Shield, I see them winning for a different reason. I didn't see them winning because I don't see those three guys really getting along in this match. And when it comes down to the end or who gets the pin or who gets the win or whatever, you're going to see a lot of confusion. You're going to see those guys deteriorate, and The Shield's going to get another win.
Why are they allied together? I know it's against The Shield.
Because they need,
but it just seems worthless.
They need three guys to face The Shield. They gotta,
and that's the problem. There's no reason for it. Like you just said, they need three guys to face the Shield. There's no reason for it. There's no, other than they've been attacked. So something's got to change. I don't think Orton or Sheamus or Big Show will align themselves with it. I think they'll just go off and do their own thing. But I think they'll lose, and it'll be because of someone who just can't be asked or be bothered to do it anymore. And it'll just walk off, or will just hit everyone with their finisher and just like, oh, here you are, get a win and walk off.
That's the thing that makes me upset about the whole thing. How long has Sheamus been involved in this thing with the Shield? He's been like
since day one.
Since the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh. He's been the one that's been involved with this whole thing for the longest. You push him back in this thing. And you see they took out Ryback. You see they took out Cena. But yet Sheamus is still doing this? I don't like it at all.
And that's going to be one long entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
And we're going to hear it for about 30 minutes while they walk through 80,000 people. Anyways.
See, the thing is with that match as well, you can't... If it's a clean win, which is the reason why, like you said, everyone doesn't think it will be. If it is a clean win, one, it's poor booking. Two, it's lost potential. And three, it's literally filler. If it's a clean win, it's just a filler match, and it would be like, oh, okay, that happened, and then move on to the next match if it's clean. Something has to happen for it to garner any interest the next one on Raw.
I think at some point too, another thing about the Shield that no one's really talked about is the fact that you always have them in these six-way matches. I mean, now you've seen one of these guys. I think I forgot which one it was that fought Big Show. But other than that, he was the only one that I know of that fought in any type of singles deal. How much longer do they think this Shield gimmick can run? I mean, at some point, he's going to have to... But I'm not saying put him in a title picture or whatnot, but, you know...
Unless they change something drastically, it's not. It doesn't have much gas left.
Unless you align him with Swagger or something.
Yeah.
You align him with that kind of deal, because they're the Shield, we the people, it's anything I can think of really you do with them.
Something's got to change drastically for the thing to continue. But speaking of Jack Swagger, and what I think is probably going to open the pay-per-view, World Heavyweight title on the line, Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. William.
Let me unmute my mic here. I still got Del Rio winning this match. I think Jack Swagger is going to make it close, but I still got Alberto Del Rio winning this match.
Hamstar?
I think this is going to be the most interesting match of the night. I think it's because I really like what Swagger's doing. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like Swagger before. He's got the lisp isn't even a thing for me, but he doesn't talk well. Now he's got someone who talks for him.
Right.
He's got a better look now. The t-shirt, I know it's all peripheral, but the t-shirt looks nice. It's all about image. The way he talks is better. The way he has someone talk for him, who is the way he is better. I think if he was given the title, he could do something really, not interesting, but it would be definitely better than it was 3 years ago after 26. Mm-hmm. And I think that Swagger will win. I think it won't be clean. I don't think it'll be clean, but I think he'll win. My other swerve on it is that's the day that is today. Tonight's the night that Swagger cashes, that Ziggler cashes in and beats Swagger.
Well,
which goes against everything I just said, but I mean it has to be. He's stealing the show, so what is he going to do? He's going to cash in.
That's possible. What about you, Surfer?
Jesus, I blanked for a second. Who are we on? Swagger, right?
Swagger and Del Rio.
I think Del Rio's going to win.
Do you think so?
Yes. I will say this. If Swagger wins, it'd be kind of interesting going forward, A, to see how long he actually keeps the title, and B, just to see that gimmick to continue.
Right.
It's something as well. We do predictions before every pay-per-view. Does any of us really take into consideration what is going to be the next pay-per-view? Because if we take into consideration what's the next pay-per-view, like we thought about, you know, Cena versus Rock will be a rematch, probably, whatever. What's next for whoever holds the World Heavyweight Championship? If Del Rio wins it, who's his next opponent? If Swagger wins it, who's his next opponent? It will be Del Rio. But what do you think of going forward? What's the best angle?
Del Rio's going to be Ziggler. And Swagger, it'll probably be like Sheamus.
Exactly, and that says a lot about the how that even that title is barren. They should just, you know.
But I think though that if Del Rio wins, they're going to get another match out of Swagger.
They got it. Swagger's angle is so good. When I first saw it, I was like, this is borderline racist nationalist.
Swagger got in trouble not too long ago.
Yeah, but if they really wanted to do something, I think they would have done it already.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, that would have met.
They could have punished him and things like that. They've been putting him over this entire time.
That is correct.
If they didn't do anything already, they're not going to do it.
That's right.
They made Swagger look very strong in this storyline. So, I'm going with Del Rio though. I think he's going to win, and I think Ziggler will want to cash in. If it opens the show, it's not going to happen. But if the match is later in the night, after the tag team match, I think Ziggler could
cash in. I think if it opens, he will do it.
And still compete in a tag team match.
Yep, then that'll be his like victory parade. And then the tag match won't even matter because now he's the World Heavyweight Champion.
Real quick, let me go into another tangent for a quick second.
Okay.
Anybody here think we might get a surprise U.S. title match? Because I'm still shocked Cesaro's not on
a
spot.
There's a lot of people that are wondering about that. And you know that could be something that they throw on the pre-show at the very last minute. I don't see it happening on the main show, though.
I haven't really spoken about Cesaro, but because I haven't spoken to you for a while. He is awful.
I like Cesaro.
No, his wrestling technique's good.
If he does get a match, it'll be a throwaway match against maybe what, Kofi Kingston?
Either way, it would have been a throwaway match. I think maybe the character is a little goofy. The whole, coming out dressed in red, white, and blue, and whatever. But for the most part, I enjoy Cesaro. He carries the U.S. title well. He has 9 times out of 10, his matches are excellent. And, sometimes you could palate a horrible gimmick if the person is actually good in the ring and they produce. And Cesaro's one of those people. Unfortunately, he's just got a terrible gimmick. Let's see here. No Holds Barred. Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. If Lesnar wins, Triple H must retire.
retire. Okay.
I think he's retired 3 times already. M-Star.
I think Triple H will win. And the reason I think... it's got nothing to do with... I've heard this as well. Oh, it's Triple H. You can never put anyone over. He does this, does that. I don't think it's got anything to do with it. I think Triple H will win just because it's been booked that way. You, the good guy always prevails at WrestleMania. He broke his arm twice. Mm-hmm. He beat him at SummerSlam. So Triple H put him over at SummerSlam. So already the story of Triple H being this tyrant who don't put... No, it's bullshit anyway because he put him over at SummerSlam. There's a rumour going around that Shawn Michaels and Triple H will be a match at next to WrestleMania. I think that's rubbish as well. I think Triple H will win tonight, and I think it'll be clean. I don't think it'll be anything other than... Unless, of course, there's the obvious point of Heyman being there and it being a bit dodgy and a bit schnozzy. That's obvious. But I think Triple H will get the pedigree, maybe 2 pedigrees, and he'll just get the pin. But it'll be... It won't be a great wrestling match, but it'll be a good brawl to watch.
I think it'll be a good brawl. I think we're going to see blood. I think it's going to be accidental, but I think we're going to see it anyways. And Triple H, I think is definitely going to go over. William?
I think right now I feel kind of sorry for Triple H since he's got to work with somebody who is so unsafe as Brock Lesnar. I like Triple H for the win, but is he really going to win after he takes that beating?
You know what, though? You're right that Brock is unsafe, but it's best that somebody who can handle an unsafe person than somebody who can't. Would you rather like have Brock get in the ring with, I don't know...
CM Punk?
CM Punk knows how to handle himself. I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody who probably wouldn't be able to handle being working with an unsafe person. Like one of the guys from the Shield or something like that, you know?
Rey Mysterio, constantly gets injured.
Mysterio, or, you know.
That's a good point.
What about you, Surfer?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No, I'm sorry. I got distracted for a second. Can we go? What are we talking about?
Triple H and Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, Triple H. I mean, look, I can see his career coming to an end, but for him to lose two in a row like that, I don't know if he's willing to do that. So, no, I'm going with Triple H.
Okay. And your two main events, the first being The Undertaker putting up the streak against CM Punk, who will be played to the ring by In Living Color. M-Star.
I've got Taker to win. Taker will win it. I think it won't. They're doing a poor job to anyone who can see it, but they're doing such a job of trying to make it seem like every year that the Undertaker's streak is under threat.
I think this year is different.
Last year's it was, because it's Hell in a Cell, and it's now, not only is it Hell in a Cell, but Shawn Michaels is in the ring. Oh, let's make it so threatening. Now it's, he may not be able to control himself. Oh, it's so threatening because of what's happened. I think they've put up so far, and people seem to think it's going to come to an end 20-1, because 21-0 means nothing. Well, there's no point. He will win, and he'll retire, and he'll be put into the Hall of Fame next year, and this match is meaningless.
William. Okay, Surfer.
Yeah, I can't see Undertaker losing. I mean, Punk has dominated this entire storyline.
All right. And you don't think that there could be like a swerve or something?
If you do like a count out or something like that, disqualification, I think that place would just crumble.
Probably.
You got to remember as well, Punk's supposed to be taking some time off. I read he's taking some time off at some point, probably after Extreme Rules, maybe just before, whatever. But I think this would be a match that will put Punk out for a while. His ego's like so inflated as a storyline, obviously. His ego is so inflated that if he lost, he would be able to show his face after being beaten by The Rock and beaten by Undertaker after doing all this. So that will be his time to get some. He is fucked. CM Punk is his body's in pieces, and yeah, he's always walking around with like this ice on his back, strapped tight. He's had knee surgery. He's worked to a broken hand. He's got bad elbows. He's worked all through that. It's about time he has some time off. And I think he'll get probably, he went back to a Survivor Series or SummerSlam or whatever, and he'll just take some time off. And I think this would be a good excuse, like when Shawn Michaels beat Bret Hart took like 9 months off.
William, what do you think? Taker, CM Punk?
Taker's gonna get it. I think Taker gets it just because CM Punk doesn't need the streak to add any validity to what he's done throughout his career. Had one of the longest title reigns in the modern era, so I don't think he needs this at all. I think if you're gonna give the streak to somebody, you give it to someone who's younger, somebody who can do something with it. If you do give it to someone, I don't think Punk needs it. I don't think Cena needs it. So I got Undertaker.
I'm sorry. I'm reading a tweet from Al Snow. If you don't follow Al Snow on Twitter, you really should.
Yeah, it's funny. Him and I are
my Stone wife, Cold Steve Austin it, comes out, stunners Punk. Punk loses. Punk Steve Austin next wrestling.
By the way, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but somebody in the chat room posted that Batista was spotted at MetLife Stadium. So I don't know. Take that with a.
If he was going to be anywhere, he would have been at Seattle, wouldn't he? Oh, not in Seattle. He would have been at DC. No, where is he from? He's from DC, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was there on Monday.
He was at the NXT show a couple weeks ago in Orlando. He lives in Tampa.
Oh, he lives in Tampa.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. Here's the tweet from Al Snow, by the way, for those of you that are wondering. My wife told me to grow a pair. What the hell does that have to do with killing this spider? What the hell does fruit have to do with this killing the spider? Sorry, I read it horrible, very, very poorly. My wife told me to grow a pear. What the hell does fruit have to do with killing this spider? There we go. I am going out on the limb and saying CM Punk is going to win tonight.
See, I can't see that. I can't see it at all. Knowing that Paul Bearer has passed away now.
And let me tell you, I don't see it's going to be a clean win either. I think it's going to be a DQ. I think it's going to be something like that. And
that's worse.
I think, you know what? I think it'll piss people off enough that they'll want to see how they address this, you know?
See, I can't see it because you mean to tell me that you didn't have Shawn Michaels in the streak, you didn't have Triple H in the streak, but you let CM Punk in the streak?
Yep, anything's possible.
I'm not saying it's not possible, I just can't see it. I just can't see it from that standpoint.
It's WWE, they never do what you want, they only do what they think, and it's never it's always predictable, and it's always like, that happened.
Because nobody saw Swagger winning, so that's true.
Oh man, hold on. They're posting a whole bunch of stuff in the chat room about Test for some reason. And lastly, with 12 minutes left to go, The Rock defending the WWE title against John Cena. We'll start with Surfer.
Why do they have to fight? Why can't they just share the belt? I mean, they're both great. And I like them both. And I don't want to lose over the other. I want them to share it.
Give me your pick.
Cena.
You're going with Cena?
You knew that.
Of course. William.
I hate to do this because I know that the road is set for Cena to win. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I'm going to buck the system. I'm going with The Rock.
You're going with The Rock.
But I'm bucking the system and going with The Rock. He'll get this one, but then he'll lose at Extreme Rules.
Okay. M-Star.
That's ideal. That would be exactly what I would want to happen. But it's WWE. It's all set up all the time. Obviously, it's fake. It's basically the storyline set up for Cena to win. It was impossible for him to win the Royal Rumble, wasn't it? It was impossible for him to guarantee his place at WrestleMania. And as it is with that, it's impossible that he will win at WrestleMania. Well, he's going to win at WrestleMania.
Right.
One of the things that stops me is that the way the belt is and the way that he said, I will keep it the way it is. That says to me more that he's going to win it because he's reassuring people that it isn't going to change when he gets it. So I think he wins tonight. And you've got to remember as well, it's been like 500 days or something since he was last champion, so he's this face of the company, so he's there every time, he's there all the time, there every day. Rock's off doing movies and stuff. He hasn't done a great job. He appeared on some TV show about even a belt on, so it's got enough, so he hasn't done a very good job.
Right.
but I would love to see The Rock do it. As much as I don't like what The Rock has done in the past, whatever, I'm more excited that Punk. I'm more excited that The Rock is even around than when he isn't around. So I want Rock to win, but I'm going to do what I think they'll do, which is Cena. So I'm picking Cena.
We're gonna real quickly take one phone call because we are in the press for time. Rage.
So
your thoughts.
God, William, you've really disappointed me. You're really picking The Rock tonight.
Let me tell you why, Rage, because I know, we all know this saying that Cena's going to win this thing. I don't want to see it, because I'm not a Cena guy. I've never been a Cena guy. And Surfer will tell you, I've never been a Cena guy. Double A will tell you, I've never been a Surfer guy. So I'm picking The Rock to win, but then he will lose at Extreme Rules to Cena. So,
Well, first off, I would like to say welcome back, Surfer. It's nice to hear you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and like I said, huh?
I will tell Surfer, welcome back to the network, man.
Oh, well. Look, there's no reason for Rock to have the belt anymore. Like, everyone's got, like, WWE's gotten what they wanted. They gotten their PR from The Rock. It's time to give up the belt and let him go do his movie, let him go do his shitty movies. So, like I said, Cena, oh God, if there was ever a match I wanted Cena to win more to this one.
the blockbuster movies. They're not shitty.
You got to remember, well, when CM Punk had that belt, he said that he would not let it go unless it was for a good reason or for a purpose. Rock winning it, regardless of what you think, was good, and it was for a purpose. It helps to promote the company, but it was going stale when Punk had it. It was the right time to get rid of it. Now also it's the right time for Rock to lose it, and it's the right time for Cena to have it. It's when he loses it, which will hopefully be almost straight away, it will be the right time then as well. If they do this right, it will be the right thing to do.
But honestly, has Rock ever really promoted WWE during his title reign? I don't think so.
No, he hasn't.
Not from what I've seen.
Well, I said before you came on, I said that he appeared on, there's a TV's talk show, didn't have the belt with him, didn't even really reference anything about it, was too busy talking about G.I. Joe. So the thing as well, they G.I. Joe, side note, G.I. Joe the film has been ready since November. It's been put back to March to co-release along with this WrestleMania to promote The Rock as well as wrestling.
Okay, I have to say, if he goes on these talk shows, right, he's, you know, The Rock, stars don't decide, I'm going to go on a talk show. They're set up to go on a talk show. So when they're sent there with a purpose. When he goes on the Tonight Show, if the WWE don't send him to promote WrestleMania, then he's not there to do that. He's there to promote the movie because the studio sent him.
Fair enough. I agree with that. I agree. I understand, but I don't think he's the champion for a reason.
Okay, but that's why the WWE sends him with the belt.
But he's been given the belt to highlight things. When Punk went around Comic-Con and stuff and did whatever he did, it was under his own breath. But you know what he was doing at the same time, even though he wasn't, quote, with the company? Promoting the company. He did more at that time than The Rock has done since winning the championship. He's not promoting anything other than The Rock in his films. I don't see him on anything going, holding a belt, being a champion, doing this, doing that. He's not. He is Dwayne Johnson. Then when he's in the ring, he's The Rock. They put the belt on him because he will eventually promote to somewhere else and bring more people, or kids, whatever, to the product so they can watch WrestleMania and see how good this is. Oh, this is wrestling? I'm going to watch this now because The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's in it. This is what he did before. This is good. And that's not what's going on. He's not doing that. He's going off and doing movies and not promoting WWE.
I also want to say that I'm really confident that tonight we're going to get a Cena heel turn. I'm very confident in that.
I think it's the only thing that can happen to make this Mania be anything or mean anything, seriously.
Yeah, we talked about this last night. Like, the only way this could be an effective and believable heel turn is if Cena does not win clean.
Right.
Yep. Well, you can always ask the question, where were you when John Cena turned heel?
That's
yeah.
That's true. Well, Rage, thank you for calling in. We actually got to wrap it up. We are pressed for time right now. All right, man.
All right.
Thank you for calling
in. All right,
take
it easy.
Okay. Everybody. We are fastly approaching the end of this portion of the marathon. Stick around. Coming up next at 1:30, the TNT Wrestling Power Hour with Tyler and maybe Tom. I don't know. Tyler's got something up his sleeve. They'll be talking about stars of NXT that are currently a part of WrestleMania and future stars of NXT that could main event WrestleMania. Following that at 2:30... Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps Michael Classic and Sean Big Daddy Brown. That's at 2:30. They will be running down WrestleMania main events. They'll be kind of bracketing it out in a tournament fashion and figuring out which is the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time. Coming up at 4 o'clock after that will be Wrestling Randomness with Jason and Justin Massey. They they will be talking about the week of wrestling, I think. Jason says he doesn't know yet, but they'll be talking about the week of wrestling, I guess. And of course, giving you all the last minute little news and tidbits and things like that leading up to WrestleMania. Following WrestleMania at 11 o'clock will be our WrestleMania post show, hosted by a bunch of people from the network. You'll get a lot of varying opinions, varying thoughts, and of course your calls will be taken live. It'll be an extended post show, so you definitely want to tune in for that. Chat with us during WrestleMania, of course, at 7 o'clock. We'll be here during the entire duration of the event. And if you can't listen to the network via the website at various points throughout the day, take us wherever you go with TuneIn Radio. Also, if you can't watch WrestleMania, or you know you can't listen to anything, or whatever the case may be, we will be streaming live results on Twitter and Facebook. Follow us at TWR Network. Also, full match results up on the website. After the pay-per-view has come to a close. Also, normal broadcasting schedule returns this Tuesday with The Rant at 8 o'clock. Myself and co-host ? We'll be recapping what happened at WrestleMania. Then, Wednesday at 7:30 is Jobber Radio from last night, in case you missed it. Was an excellent show with Bomber, Rab, and Matt Zion. They discussed... They pretty much ran down the card for WrestleMania and gave their predictions on what they thought they were going to see. You'll hear a rebroadcast of that Wednesday at 7:30. Shooting from the Hip follows that at 9 o'clock. They will be running down their card, or what they think the card will be for WrestleMania 30. So you definitely want to tune in for that. Thursday, the TNT Wrestling Power Hour at 10 o'clock with Tom and Tyler. They'll be discussing the current week's episode of NXT. Whether or not there'll be any kind of WrestleMania discussion, I don't know, but you definitely want to tune in for that. TGIX, Friday night following SmackDown at 10 o'clock. I don't know who's hosting this week, but you definitely want to tune in because you'd never know exactly what will happen. Saturday night, Wrestling Randomness at 7 o'clock with Jason and Justin Massey. They will run down the week of wrestling and bring you up to speed on everything that's going on in both the WWE and TNA. And then, of course, the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. It's the show where you can call in and talk about anything you want. And William will be, I'm sure, has got some things he wants to talk about in terms of the various female-laden pay-per-views that happened over this past weekend, because there was quite a few of them. Once again, everybody, stick around. Lots more coming up here throughout the day. For everybody listening live, we appreciate you turning out tonight. Stick around for Surfer, William Morgan. I'm Double A. Oh, and M-Star, by the way. Thank you to M-Star for coming on.
Thank you.
I'm Double A. Stick around. The TNT Wrestling Power Hour is next here on TWRNetwork.com. Enjoy WrestleMania, everybody, and we'll see you later tonight. God almighty, I can't access my thing. I want to hold on. Bear with me. No, I can't access the closing for the show. Hold on. There we go. So, stick around. The TNT Wrestling Power Hour is next. I'm Double A. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. When God falls fast asleep, the kids still dance in city streets from the world.